Welcome back to the Obsessed Podcast, you guys. It's Gareth and Gia. It's day three of Mariamis. And on the third day of Mariamis, the Obsessed Podcast gave to you a tour rundown and review. Okay, so today, on day three of Mariamis, we're going to be comparing last year's tour versus this year's tour. And that should be fun, you know? Yeah.
I was just about to say, hold up, hold tight. Which tours are we doing? We only have a certain amount of time. But I think, yeah, I think these ones are good ones, you know? But let's face it.
Yeah.
Where we were at, with everything that's gone on over the last few years, I felt like we were submerging from, I don't know, whatever, sand dunes, ocean, whatever, wherever it is that you feel like you've been stuck in a rut for all this time. And I feel like Mariah really delivered on these 2 years, and it was about bloody time. We hadn't seen her live properly like this since 2019 or early 2020, really.
I think also over the last 2 years, these two Christmas shows really made me appreciate Christmas and Mariah more, I think, as well.
Same, actually, because everything that we've discussed, like post-lockdown, has always been endorsement heavy, and we've been a bit like, wait, what this, what is she doing? And last year it really felt like, okay, about time, even though it was really wasn't that long since she'd performed. She's taking bigger gaps.
Well, and there was a whole pandemic, you know,
and she did loads during that time. But this is like a proper live moment where it's just basically every single individual in that audience could feel like it's me, Mariah, and the music.
Yeah. Okay. So comparing these two shows. Well, first of all,
you went to
one both. I did go to both. One I saw was in New York City. And the other one was in Detroit, Michigan. So there's that. That's different. One I went to by myself, the other I went to with some friends, so that was different.
One was like a fresh Christmas moment and off the back of the pandemic. Second was your second Christmas tour.
Yes, the first one was my first Christmas show. The second one was not as well.
And what about the expectations?
I feel like my expectations for the first one, they had to have been kind of high, weren't they? Because I had a great time at the first show. I guess in some aspects, they weren't as high either. And I was just trying to go in with an open mind. I think for the first show, I probably had a lot of expectations. I don't know. I don't know what my expectations were for these shows. I think I really was trying to go in with you're having an experience type mindset and try and have fun, you know? Taking it for what it was. And there may have been a little bit of anxiety in both of those moments. You know, I was traveling to New York by myself. Eventually, you know, I met up with Jenny Kate, Jeremy and Adam McIntyre. And that was a huge moment. She was back. She was here, you know, first live moment since the pandemic, first Miss You Most performances live.
Yeah.
Televised special as well. That's a big difference as well. This show was filmed. The other one was not. So that was a little bit different as well. I think that another difference was I was in the front for this most recent show last year. We were in the fourth row.
Yeah.
So those are some bigger differences. They didn't feel that different, you know. It wasn't that different being in the fourth row versus being in the front. I will say, you know, you're still a little bit away from her. You're still behind something, and which is just a gate instead of other people, which was cool. It was amazing. It was probably, who knows if I'll ever have another front row experience with a huge star like that, or let alone Mariah again. I would love to, but what are the odds? And then this year I got the record signed as well. Hopefully it was signed by Mariah, you know. I do believe it was.
I feel it was.
Yeah, but other than that, it was a Christmas show. I think that this year's show may have been a little bit shorter, but I don't know if that was just because I was so hyped that she signed my record that the time just went by so fast or what, but yeah. It did feel a little bit shorter. And then I think the set list was a little bit different, but overall, which tour did I like better? I think I have to go with this year because she signed my record.
I was going to say, you have to pick that one.
I think I have to. Like, if I could only pick, like, you know, but yeah. I went to both. So they both were amazing experiences. Like,
yeah, they were both different as well because you went with people the year before. And then this year you went by yourself, but you had a moment with Mariah. And you met Mr. David Carey. So
I did. I met Mr. David Carey.
Some exchange going on. Like there was still, there's still elements that made it a safe space. And I think from the outside looking in, last year was made to look so spectacular, like with costumes, dancers, costumes.
Well, and this year's costumes were great too, you know?
Yeah, but I feel like there was so much spectacularity going on. And that's probably because it was televised and I only saw the camera angles from what was televised, I don't know. But then from this year, from what I've seen, the stage was so much more like of a scene, so much glorious, so much setting. And then it really made Mariah center of it all. There wasn't too much of like explosions of glitter and spectacularity going on behind it. It was all about stage and Mariah. That's how I feel this year was. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I do love that I got to see the curtain, and because I had seen the Christmas show for a long time on video and stuff like that. And it was really cool to see the classic set in person before they changed it this year. But I do love both of the sets. Both of the costumes that I saw were good. Yeah. I just like that they keep updating it and it keeps getting...
I like that they update it. But the thing is as well, like, there's certain outfits, and they can't gauge this. I know they can't gauge this. So it's always going to be like a bit of a lottery. But like certain outfits, you think to yourself, like, I wish I'd have been there for that one instead of the one.
Oh, yeah.
But no one's in control of that. So I hope there's some kind of like televised moment or even like a recorded.
Yeah, well, if I was at MSG, you know, we would have gotten Osana, but you know, they got a silver dress and I would have been like, oh, I want to see what that red dress looks like in person, you know, and I'm so glad I got to see that red dress, you know. So I'm just happy everything played out the way it did. And I would have loved to have been in New York City this year. But, you know, I was so happy to be in New York City last year.
Yeah.
So happy. And that was televised. Who knows if this year's was. The Rockettes. That was so cool to see them bust out that dance in one take. And yeah. Slick Rick, Jermaine. It was still a great concert. You know, Mariah was still there. You know, it would have been cool to see J-Hud and Ari, but you know, I'm there for Mariah.
Of course.
I couldn't have, if who knows if I was, if I would have brought a vinyl to New York, if she probably was busy, you know, who knows if somebody got something signed that night. I don't know if they did, you know.
Yeah.
So I feel like everything is there for a reason, and we got The Roof and Missy Most still this year too. Yeah, everything is great this year. I'm grateful for Christmas and these Christmas shows. So hopefully we'll be able to go to one together one day.
Yeah.
And
I feel like for you, because obviously over the questionable years where it's been like, what is she doing over Christmas with all the endorsements? I think that it really, like last year really gave Christmas back to you, but then this year let you take something away.
I mean, I still feel like kind of guilty that I like asked her for something and other people were there like giving her gifts.
If you know? Had somebody else would have.
I mean, yeah, but
the worst thing that could have happened was she said no, but she didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a win. Regardless of how you want to look at it, like you asked for something, you got it, and I feel like it's restored something. And that's a good thing.
And you know, it wasn't a Christmas record that I got signed, but it got signed during a Christmas show. So
true.
I'm always going to be like so grateful for that Christmas moment, you know? So I don't know.
A non-Christmas album kind of makes it a little, because obviously Christmas can be very intense, can be very overpowering. I'm not talking about like, you know, the standard stuff that, like Mariah or All I Want for Christmas Is You. I'm talking about like just Christmas in general. Like it's so, it can be draining and it can be so encapsulating and it can really take it out of you. You know, some people have seasonal depression in January because all the sparkle's gone and it's just cold. You know, there's nothing else to go with it. So I really do think that you have a non-Christmas moment to take away from it, because it's a even if it's in July and you put the album on to clean that house, you know, whatever it might be,
and it's not like some merch that I have to keep up with, or if I miss out on it, like
exactly
I have to have anxiety, like it's something that I'll cherish and I'll have and I'll be like, okay, this was our moment, and it's okay if something happens, you know.
Yeah, and you're gonna pull that out at any time of the year, not just Christmas.
Yes, absolutely.
And relive the moment at any time, you know. So that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Well, I guess that was day three of Mariah Miss, you guys. Hope you enjoyed and stay tuned for day four
of Mariah
Miss. Thank you.